my friends, I want to remind you of something important. Something I believe many of you need to hear right now. I want to tell you this. God will lead you out of the dark season you're in. I know it may seem hard to believe right now, because when you're in the middle of that darkness, it feels like the light is too far away. It feels like no one understands the pain, the struggle, the weight you're carrying. But I'm here to tell you that God does. You see, when we go through dark seasons in our lives, we can easily feel lost, tired, and overwhelmed. We start wondering if things will ever change, if we'll ever feel peace again. But let me tell you something. God has not forgotten you. He sees you. He knows every tear you've cried, every silent prayer you've whispered. You may not see a way out right now, but God has a plan. He's working in ways you can't even imagine. When you're walking through that darkness, you might feel alone. But you are never alone. Sometimes God lets us go through these tough seasons to show us His strength. He lets us feel weak so we can see His power at work. And yes, there are moments when it feels like things are getting worse instead of better. But that's often when God is doing His greatest work in your life. There's a verse I want to share with you. And it's one that I believe can give you hope right now. It's found in Isaiah 43:2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Do you hear that, my friends? God is saying, I will be with you. He's not saying you won't face challenges, but He promises to be right there with you. He promises that the dark waters won't drown you and the fire won't destroy you. That's the God we serve. A God who is bigger than your pain, bigger than your struggles, and bigger than the darkness you're in right now. You might not know how long this season will last, but let me assure you, it's temporary. Darkness doesn't last forever. There will be light again. You will feel joy again. You will feel peace again. And when you come out of this season, you will be stronger, wiser, and more grateful than you've ever been. Now, I know it's not easy to wait. It's not easy to be patient when you're in pain. But trust that God's timing is perfect. He's never late. He's never too early. He knows exactly what you need and when you need it. So, if you're in a season of waiting, remember that God is preparing you. He's shaping you, molding you, and getting you ready for the blessings that are coming. Another verse I want to share with you is from Psalm 34:18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Some of you feel brokenhearted right now. Some of you feel crushed by what life has thrown at you. But let this verse remind you that in your lowest moments, God is the closest to you. He's not far away, watching from a distance. No, He's right there with you, holding you, comforting you, guiding you. My friends, I want you to hear me loud and clear. This dark season is not your final destination. This is not where your story ends. God is writing a beautiful story in your life. And this chapter, though difficult, is just one part of it. It's not the whole story. There is more to come. You see, in the middle of this dark season, it's easy to feel like you're stuck, like you've hit a wall and you can't move forward. But the truth is, God is still moving, even when you can't see the road ahead. He is laying the foundation for what's to come. It may seem like nothing is changing. But let me assure you, something is happening in the spiritual realm. God is preparing your breakthrough. Now, let's be honest. Sometimes the journey through the dark season feels long, and you might be wondering, how much longer do I have to endure this? How much longer do I have to carry this weight? And I understand those feelings. I've been there. But here's what I want you to know. Even when it feels like nothing is happening, God is moving. He is orchestrating things in the background that you can't even imagine. He's lining up blessings, opportunities, and solutions for you. Think about this. When we are in the middle of the dark season, it's easy to feel discouraged. It's easy to lose sight of hope. But let me tell you something important. Your hope isn't based on what you see around you. It's based on who God is. God is faithful. God is good. And He will come through for you. He has never failed, and He will not start now. So even when it feels like you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, trust that it's there. Trust that God is leading you toward it, step by step. In these moments of darkness, I want you to ask yourself this. What is God trying to teach me in this season? I know that's a hard question to ask when you're hurting, but it's an important one. Sometimes God allows us to go through difficult times because there's something He wants us to learn. Maybe He's teaching you patience. Maybe He's teaching you to rely on Him more fully. Maybe He's using this season to build your character and strengthen your faith. There's a reason why you're going through this. And while I may not know what that reason is for each of you, I do know this. God never wastes a season. He never wastes your pain. Every tear you've cried, every moment of frustration, every sleepless night, it's not in vain. God is using it all to shape you, to prepare you for the next chapter of your life. Let me share another verse with you, one that I hope will encourage your heart. It's from Psalm 35, and it says, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning." You see, the night doesn't last forever. Yes, the weeping, the pain, and the sorrow, they may last for a while, but they are temporary. God has promised that joy is coming. The morning is coming. And when that morning comes, you will look back on this dark season and see how far God has brought you. You will see how much you've grown, how much stronger your faith has become, and how God has turned your pain into purpose. But in the meantime, while you're waiting for that morning to come, I want you to do something very important. Keep holding on to hope. Don't let the darkness steal your hope. Don't let the enemy convince you that this is how your life is always going to be. It's not. God has a future for you that is filled with hope, with light, and with peace. You may not see it right now, but it's coming. Keep believing. Keep trusting. My friends, one of the hardest things about walking through a dark season is the uncertainty. You don't know how long it will last. You don't know what the future holds, and that can be frightening. But let me remind you of something comforting. God knows. He knows exactly how long this season will last. He knows exactly what you need, and He knows exactly when to bring you out of it. His timing is perfect. It may not feel like it to us, but God's timing is always right. He sees the bigger picture. He knows the best moment to bring you out of the darkness and into the light. So, what do we do while we wait for that moment? We trust. We keep moving forward, even when it feels hard. We keep praying, even when we don't have the words. We keep hoping, even when it feels like hope is slipping away. And most importantly, we keep believing that God will lead us out of this dark season. As we move forward, let's talk about something important. How do you know that God is leading you out of the dark season? Sometimes, when we're in the middle of that darkness, it's hard to see any signs of hope. But, my brothers and sisters, God always gives us signs. He always lets us know, in one way or another, that He's working on our behalf. We just need to open our eyes and hearts to see them. I want to share with you some signs that God is leading you out of the dark season you're in. These signs may not be big, flashy miracles, but they're there. And they're powerful if you look closely. Let's go over some of these signs together, and I pray that, as I share them, you'll recognize some of these in your own life. One of the first signs that God is leading you out of the darkness is when you begin to feel peace, even when nothing around you has changed. The situation may still be tough, the problems may still be there, but somehow, deep inside, there's a peace that you can't explain. That peace is a sign that God is at work. It's a reminder that no matter what you're going through, God is in control, and He's guiding you toward better days. This peace doesn't mean that everything is suddenly perfect, but it's a sign that God is walking with you through the storm. You can rest in the fact that God hasn't left you, and He's leading you to a place of healing and restoration. Another sign that God is leading you out of the dark season is when unexpected doors begin to open in your life. These doors could be opportunities, solutions to problems you thought were impossible, or new paths you didn't even know were available to you. Sometimes, when we've been in a dark season for a long time, it feels like every door is shut. But when God begins to move, you'll notice that doors you never imagined start to open. Maybe you've been praying for a solution, and out of nowhere, an opportunity comes your way. Or maybe you've been feeling stuck, and suddenly you have a breakthrough in an area of your life. These open doors are signs that God is making a way where there seemed to be no way. When you start seeing these doors, take heart, because God is leading you out of the darkness and into something new. My friends, have you ever been in a place where you felt so exhausted by life's struggles that you didn't know how you were going to make it? And then, all of a sudden, you start feeling stronger. You start finding the energy to keep going, even when you thought you couldn't take another step. That's God. God gives us strength for the journey. When you start feeling that renewed strength, when you find yourself able to keep going, even when you don't know how you're doing it, that's a sign that God is working. He's empowering you, filling you with the strength you need to keep moving forward. That strength doesn't come from you. It comes from Him, and it's a clear sign that He's leading you out of the dark season and into something better. One of the most powerful signs that God is leading you out of a dark season is when your perspective begins to shift. Maybe you've been feeling defeated, hopeless, and overwhelmed, but suddenly, you start seeing things differently. You start seeing a glimmer of hope where there wasn't any before. You begin to look at your situation with new eyes, and instead of focusing on the problem, you start focusing on the possibility. This change in perspective is God's way of preparing your heart for the breakthrough. He's lifting your eyes from the darkness and showing you that there's light ahead. When you notice that your mindset is starting to shift, that's a sign that God is working in your heart. He's helping you see things through His eyes, and He's giving you the strength to believe that better days are coming. Another powerful sign that God is leading you out of a dark season is when He brings the right people into your life at the right time. You may have been feeling alone, like no one understands what you're going through. But then, out of nowhere, God sends someone who speaks life into your situation. It could be a friend, a family member, or even a stranger who says something that lifts your spirit and reminds you that you're not alone. God often uses people to encourage us when we're in dark seasons. He brings people into our lives to support us, pray for us, and remind us of His goodness. When you start noticing that people are being placed in your life to help you through your struggles, take it as a sign that God is leading you out of the darkness. He's using these people to guide you toward the light. Finally, one of the clearest signs that God is leading you out of the dark season is when you start feeling hope again. Maybe that hope is small at first, just a tiny flicker of light in your heart. But it's there. You start believing that things are going to get better. You start trusting that God is going to make a way for you. That hope is a gift from God. It's His way of showing you that the darkness is lifting and that He's bringing you into a new season. When you start feeling that hope rise in your heart, hold on to it. It's a sign that God is at work. It's a sign that your breakthrough is near. As we come to the close of this message, I want you to take a moment and really let everything we've talked about sink in. I know life can feel heavy, overwhelming, and sometimes it seems like the darkness will never end. But I want to remind you, with all my heart, that God will lead you out of this dark season. You are not alone. You are not forgotten. God sees you, right where you are, in the middle of your struggles, in the middle of your pain, and He cares deeply about what you're going through. It may not always feel like it, but He's been walking beside you the whole time, guiding you, even when you couldn't see it, and He is bringing you to a place of light, peace, and restoration. It's important to understand that God knows the pain and confusion you feel. Sometimes it's easy to think that God is far away, that He doesn't notice how hard things have been. But God is close to the brokenhearted. He hears the cries of your heart. He knows the silent tears you've cried when no one else was around. He understands your fears, your worries, and your struggles. He knows how hard it has been for you. But here's the truth. Even in your darkest moments, God has never left you. Even when you couldn't feel Him, even when you doubted, He was still right there, holding on to you. And He's not done with your story. This dark season is not the end. God is about to lead you into a new chapter, a chapter filled with hope, healing, and renewal. One of the hardest things about being in a dark season is that it's difficult to see God working. You may feel like nothing is happening, like your prayers are going unanswered. But let me tell you this, God is always working. Even in the silence, behind the scenes, He is putting things in place. He is preparing the way for your breakthrough. You may not see the changes right away, but just like seeds grow in the soil before they sprout above the ground, God is growing something in your life. Don't lose hope just because you can't see it yet. Trust that God is making a way for you. Trust that He is setting you up for something beautiful and purposeful. God is preparing you for a better season, one where you will look back and see how far He has brought you. I want to encourage you to keep your eyes on the light ahead, not the darkness you're in. Yes, it's hard right now. Yes, you may feel like you've been struggling for a long time, but don't let the darkness define you. Don't let it make you believe that this is where your story ends, because it's not. God has plans for you. He has a future for you. He has a purpose for your life that goes far beyond the season of pain you're in. You may not understand why you've had to go through these struggles, but trust that God will use every bit of your pain for a greater purpose. Nothing you've gone through will be wasted. God will redeem it all and turn it into something that brings Him glory and brings you joy. The most important thing I want you to remember today is that the light is coming. The dark season will not last forever. God is leading you out of it. You may not know when or how, but it's coming. Your breakthrough is closer than you think. Every prayer you've prayed, every tear you've cried, God has seen it all, and He's been working behind the scenes to bring you through this. Hold on to hope. Keep trusting God. Even when it feels like the weight is too much, know that God is carrying you through. You're not walking this path alone. He is walking it with you, every step of the way. And when you come out of this dark season, you'll be stronger, wiser, and more aware of just how powerful God's love is for you. Now, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we have just heard a powerful message about how you will lead us out of the dark seasons in our lives. We believe in your promises and trust in your faithfulness. Today, we lift up our prayers to you, asking for your divine intervention in several key areas of our lives. Father, we ask for your restoration in every area where there has been brokenness, whether it's in our relationships, our hearts, or our circumstances. We seek your healing touch. Restore what has been lost. Mend what has been broken, and bring wholeness where there has been hurt. We know that you are the God of restoration, and we believe that you can bring beauty from our ashes. We trust you to make all things new and to bring back what has been taken. Lord, we also bring our financial concerns before you. You know the challenges we face and the worries we carry about our financial situations. We pray for your provision and guidance. Open doors of opportunity and bless the work of our hands. Provide for our needs, both seen and unseen, and help us to manage our resources wisely. Grant us the wisdom to make sound decisions and the faith to trust you for our daily needs. We believe that you are our provider and that you will not leave us lacking. Father, we ask for your healing power to touch those who are suffering in body, mind, or spirit. We pray for physical healing for those who are ill, emotional healing for those who are hurting, and spiritual healing for those who feel distant from you. Lord, you are our great physician, and we believe in your ability to heal and restore. Bring comfort and strength to those who need it most, and let your healing presence bring peace and restoration. Finally, we ask for your protection over our lives. Protect us from harm, from danger, and from anything that might come against us. Surround us with your angels and keep us safe from all forms of evil. Guard our hearts and minds with your peace and help us to find security and comfort in your presence. We trust that you are our shield and our refuge, and we place our trust in you for our safety and security. In all these things, Lord, we place our trust in your hands. We believe that you are leading us out of the darkness and into the light. We trust in your timing, your provision, and your love. Thank you for hearing our prayers and for being with us through every season of life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. This new year, get clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list, including Ritual's best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, designed with 12 traceable key ingredients to support a healthy pregnancy. With big changes coming up, take the small steps now and start today with 30% off a 3-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.